Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain, rain with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high, loud as the orchestra. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us this far, oh, along the way, thou who has bowed thy mind to the light, keep us forever in the past we pray.
Tillman announces GOP bid for U.S. Senate on Real America's Voice Network Ringside Politics with Jeff Cruer. Tillman announces GOP bid for U.S. Senate on Real America's Voice Network Ringside Politics with Jeff Cruer, Chicago, Illinois. Jimmy Lee Tillman too will discuss his candidacy in Illinois for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate with Jeff Cruer on his award-winning program, Ringside Politics, that airs nationally on Real America's Voice Network. The show will be live on Monday, January 24th at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on New Orleans station WGSO 990 a.m. and can be heard online at WGSO.com. Tillman enters as the frontrunner in the 2022 primary race. Because of solid name recognition and tenacity, Tillman is well known throughout the state as a vanguard for constitutional rights, standing against the mandate on churches and supporting President Donald Trump's America First policies. He is Illinois GOP's highest vote-getter in deep blue Cook County. Tillman is an Academy Fellow with the Heritage Foundation and a Heritage Action for America Sentinel. He is active with the America First Policy Institute and Black Voices for Trump. Tillman is also an author, historian, and Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network producer. He founded the Martin Luther King Republicans in 2008, the most prominent black Republican organization in the Midwest, that has helped increase the number of black voters and candidates by promoting conservative principles and deliberate outreach. He authored Tillman's Handbook of Great Black American Patriots and Guide to the National Parks and Landmarks, Statues, Museums, and Historic Places dedicated to them as an intelligent answer to CRT. Tillman, Statements. Biden's absolute failures on the world stage have endangered American security, reduced America's credibility and standing, and weakened the world in extraordinary ways. To make it worse, they removed a rebounding economy and have American families with high inflation and American workers losing jobs. That is why I am running for the GOP nomination for U.S. Senate. The Senate is the key to uniting our country. While Illinois is considered a safe blue state because of the stranglehold the Democrats have on black voters in Cook County, the state is much more diverse. Illinois voters want a balance to the one-party rule that ignores the rest of the state. A year after the Biden administration abandoned the successful America First policies, the country is rapidly headed in the wrong direction, with black Americans experiencing whiplash. President Biden smiled during his January 19th press conference while black unemployment continued to climb at 7.1%. Biden had the audacity to say all he had to do was look the black community in the eyes. He failed to address the elephant in the room. Blacks are leaving the Democratic Party. Black Americans are Americans and benefit greatly from America First policies. Trump administration. During the Trump administration, all Americans experienced an incredible economic boom. More money was in our pockets because Trump removed heavy government barriers and regulations. Inflation was only at 1%, keeping the cost of gas and food low and affordable. Black Americans achieved the lowest unemployment rates in history, along with women, other minorities, veterans, individuals with disabilities, and those without a high school diploma. Today, the Biden administration's collapsed border security policies have resulted in the worst self-imposed crisis on our southern border. This catastrophe has increased crime in our communities with the flow of illegal guns and drugs. Black Americans' employment rate, in particular, has been hampered because many low-skilled jobs like washing dishes, mopping floors, or making beds are often contracted to companies that hire undocumented workers. Tillman announces GOP bid for U.S. Senate on Real America's Voice Network Ringside Politics with Jeff Cruer.
Your friendly announcer, I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Going round there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Good morning. How y'all doing? You can't tell me nothing this morning. I'm so happy. I'm probably one of the happiest person on the planet this morning. Several reasons. I had a wonderful birthday. Boy, flowers and cards and just everything. That was just so wonderful. My birthday was Thursday. Some of y'all sent me, I don't know if some of y'all got my address. A couple of y'all sent me some cards and some flowers, but I just got, you know, when they say, give me my flowers where I live, that song, so I can smell them and I can see them and I can taste them. Thank you. Had a great time. Went out. My baby daughter took me out to dinner. And my middle daughter, she was running around there with this beautiful cake. And so we went to eat somewhere. And I get that to sit there. Y'all know I can't drink. And Melanie sent me a big old bottle of champagne. But I just had a good time on my birthday. But to be alive, 75, to have your mind and your, have your, my mama said, lose anything, baby. Don't lose your mind because people take advantage of it. Thank God for my health. But more than anything, I thank God for all of you. I thank God for all my children and my friends and all of you who really care. I know y'all think I didn't read your cards or something. I did. I read every one of them. I want you to know, Emma, I got your car for Mother's Day, too. I know you wonder because I didn't call. Thank you. I was glad to get it. But I just had a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Mother's Day was awesome, too. If y'all missed my pastor's sermon on Mother's Day, ooh, you better go back and listen to it, baby. He was off the chain, as y'all say. Because I never heard the whole thing when Jesus said, son, take your mama, mother, mother, or your daughter. The way he ran that down was just something. And I said, my youngest son, the one that did do the song called the reparation song he wrote for his mama about when I was fighting for the reparation movement. You know, Bimbiji playing most instruments on that, but it's this group, he put that thing together. But he said, what do you want for me, Mother's Day, mama? Because my son been in church all his life, you know. But all of a sudden, this last year or so, he kind of done pulled back with her. I said, all I want for Mother's Day is for you to show up at church with me. And my son, I looked, he was coming to sit next to me. And it was so befitting because of what the pastor talked about. I got everything. I had flowers. My oldest son sent me some most beautiful flowers, some I can reprint. I can replant Jimmy and Ebony. And all my grandchildren, their little notes and stuff, I'm going to keep that. That's why it's so important because we're into Mother's Day. That's so important. Y'all be texting and sending pictures and all that stuff. But when you can hold something, and when you hold it in your hand, you can keep it for a long time because I still got stuff that Ebony gave me when they was children. And I want all my grandchildren to know, Dorothy, darling, all of them, I appreciate it. I appreciate them, and I have them forever. And when I'm gone, y'all can take them and show them to y'all, to your kids, but it's really was something. Same way with pictures, y'all. You can't sit, I can go through some photos and show my children, but now y'all don't have that. You need to start by giving folks their photos, and the family needs to put the photos in a book so they can be able to go back and look. All this too fast, texting, I love you, texting the pictures, hey, and all of that stuff, but there are no pictures to put for futuristic stuff. And you need to rethink that so the children can look at it and stuff like that. That's the only thing I regret is that I didn't get no photos. All the photos was done on the phone. Just had a good time. I really enjoyed my Mother's Day and my birthday. And most of my children gave me flowers. Jamil gave me the most beautiful cake, said 75. So I go on and on about this. But I had a wonderful Mother's Day and a wonderful birthday. Now, y'all know my brother called last week, and he said, I'm coming. Then he cut it off. So he wasn't here on my birthday. I said, he told me, I'm not coming, Dorothy Jean. I won't be there. I said, okay. And I said, I'm not on something. Then yesterday I was preparing to go out, just sitting around. And who walks in the door but my brother? So he's at my house right now. My brother and I have a good time together. It's just really good. He's my brother, my oldest brother. He's 18 months older than me, but just good to be with my brother. You know, it's really, and he's a cyber member of Liberty, so he's going to go to church with me tomorrow, which is really good. I just want to tell y'all what a great time that I had for the holiday. And I hope you had a good one with your family. I hope so. And that you really had to, you know, think some things. And if you didn't have family here, that you know, extended family. And all, it's so much. So I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about this morning that we got. See, we've got all this other stuff. The stuff is going right up on our nose. And we're not looking at it. So what I want to talk about this morning is this food shortage. I don't need y'all telling me about this person that, and all this other stuff. I don't need to hear all that. So that's our stuff. We deal in minutia and our own little personal stuff and around us, things we met. And this is the first time in history that we as a people look at things as a whole. We just kind of, it's either about what I'm into, my organization, or and whatever you're in the organization for a bowl of soup. Are you just your little family? And if the black community is going to survive, we're going to have to. We're going to have to look at family and go out, you know, expand out. We just get caught up on a lot of stuff. People tell us who to hate. People tell us who to love. People tell us when to march. Tell us when to even go to the bathroom. You hurt your stomach waiting for them to tell you when to go to the bathroom. So this stuff is a little, and I'm not going to say because God always have a ram in the bush. And I I submit to you, if you don't believe in God, or you ain't part of a church or something with no conscience, there are certain things you'll do. But when you know that there's a God and there's something else, you think twice. Folks, you know, there's no ritual. Even a ritual, when we were growing up, you getting up and get ready to go to church. You eat together. You had one car. And not everybody in the house got a car, and nobody get a chance. And that's what I was telling people that I, for Mother's Day, it was really interesting. I started cooking Saturday, and I finished all my food by Sunday morning, so everybody come have dinner with me on Mother's Day. I didn't need them taking me out. And it was really a wonderful experience to sit there around everybody and eat. You know, I cooked some greens, and I cooked dressing and turkey, macaroni and cheese and all of that. And his mom, I said, nope, I don't need to go out. I just need to sit here. You know, it's something to be said. We got to stop and back up and think about what made us successful. And want all this other stuff. And we got to reassess the honesty, too, of how we relate to each other and how we do on what we're doing. So that just gave me a lot of time to just, family is so important. Your family and the extended family. Every morning you wake up, so many of our people have gotten shot and killed. And we're losing a whole generation and a lot of babies. Let me tell you something. I saw this black woman out there pointing her fingers up and down about abortion. Now, I'm not, some of y'all have had some abortions. You know, that done went through all of our families, even some of us. Y'all had, I'm not trying to say that. And when you're ignorant sometimes, you do things. But this eugenic stuff was put in place. This woman put this stuff in place because she wanted to get rid of ignorant black folks. Well, of course, when you're in pain, sometimes you make decisions. It's just like when they used to ask women, in my generation of women, and might still do it, when you have a labor after you come through that baby, you want your tubes tied? And you say, oh, yeah, I don't want no more baby. It's a stressor thing. And I'm not telling you what to do or how to feel. I want y'all to be clear on that. But to see black folks out here marching about abortion really gets on my nerves because they ain't got no business doing that. I'm not saying, well, you should, you know, but that's the new thing because they have to keep stuff going and they keep us so engaged with other things that we don't have time to think about. We need to be thinking about the minds of those that's here because their minds are being aborted. These schools are so messed up, and when I see black folks out there marching, the same way I felt last, they try to lead up to Memorial Day. You remember what happened last Memorial Day? When I see our people out there marching and hollering and screaming and spitting and stuff, and then they go back to a community that they can't walk in, or they go back to send their kids to a school, their children to a school, that's aborting their brains and their minds. What's the worst thing in the world is to abort a child's future. And that's because of the schools that they're going to. And everybody talking, you know, but nobody's really addressing the fact of the scale of education is not balanced. It's not balanced. We have to look at the scales of education. How is it balanced? And it's as on purpose as it was when this woman did the eugenic stuff. Because everything we touch, we excel in it. So you come in our communities and make the school so bad, and the parents sending their children to school every day thinking they're getting some, and they're learning about sex and everything but that. And we got a lot of crazy freaks in our schools, too. And I heard a lady on Perry's show the other day, one of the teachers, and she said 7,000. I forgot how many teachers, black teachers, that they got rid of. Of course they did. That's what I was telling you. We probably 70% black teachers. And then when the Ukraine stuff broke out, some of the Ukrainian people was over here teaching. So they got the little young, little folks who don't care about your children in these schools. You don't have Captain Dyde, or you don't have Miss McLemore, whom we are honoring on Monday, who was the principal of Beasley. And Beasley came into existence because of because Dr. Blair, who was the district superintendent, y'all don't think about that. It was a structure going on then. And when they began to put those magnet schools all over the city, Dr. Blair make sure we got some in our community. The same way you talk about Finney, for whatever the reason, he rebuilt Hyde Park and he put the magnet schools on. He mixed the schools, one floor magnet, the other was this. But and Dr. Hamlin, while we honoring that man, that great teacher, that great educator, that great love for black children and teaching them science hands-on, and how he ended like one of the signs of Hall of Fame and all the things that he did. So we're honoring teachers. And in the middle of them, I'm just telling you about education. We have Carl Coker. And there's a reason why we have this education job, because we're trying to bring it to the front. You know, we used to say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You don't hear that no more. We need to get that slogan back, because our children's minds are being aborted and being wasted. Because when you look at a Carl Coker, he exists because a teacher cared for him. And that teacher was Mr. Jimmy Tillman. Took him out of trouble from over there and taught him music and let him know that he was somebody and how he could make it and how he had a gift. And Jimmy tapped into that gift and got him to do music. And I remember when I first met Carl, when he brought him home, he would always. In fact, it's so funny because my engineer I have, not Davidson, Mr. Tillman was his teacher. But I'm sorry, Jimmy, I know you're listening. Dr. Jimmy Tillman, I don't want you to get all upset. But anyway, so we have him kind of in the middle. Why? Because of education. If you're not education and economics, it's over with. One of the things that black folks used to say to their children, you have to get an education. I was talking to my brother. We were sitting at the table talking yesterday. I was congratulating him. He has 7 children. We've been even babies in my family. I want y'all to know we got a big family because we had some babies. We didn't have to now, but we had them. So our family's pretty big. But I was talking to my brother yesterday. He's so spoiled for those who don't know no better. And I know his children listening. I cook your father some fried fish and some spaghetti. And I fried my fish with olive oil. He liked it. So I fed y'all daddy. But we were talking about children. I look at his children. He was a great dad. His wife was a great mom. And he worked hard at that plant, to Chrysler, to make sure that he didn't always work at Chrysler. Before he came to Detroit, he was like doing housing. He could construction. Then when he got to Detroit, he worked at the gas station. From there, he went on to Chrysler, but to take care of those children, whatever was necessary, and to look how his children turned out. I don't mean that you got to have this and that, but, you know, they're all upstanding citizens. You know, he got to be Bruce talking about how our mother raised us and things we had to do, family. So a mind is a terrible thing to waste. I never would have thought my niece was going to be a doctor, but she was so strange when she was young. I should have known she was going to be something. But she's very good, and you'll never see humble. You'll never know who and what she is, because she's humble. That's one of his daughters. But I think what I'm trying to say to you is how important family is and education is and working now. And I'm going on this path for a reason. This is Asian month. I'm not knocking that. Please don't get me wrong. But we're systematically being told what to think, who to think. They didn't say Chinese. Asian, that meant Chinese, the Korean, the Island Pacific, the Hawaiian, all their numbers. They put their numbers together just like when Hispanic, the Latino community put all their numbers together to become Hispanics, which is a language and not a race. But they needed the numbers. Now you see the other stuff. See, I'm trying to tell you blacks why they're diluting us and increasing other folks. Their increase going up, we're going down. Do those people, those folks, if you go to the Latino community, you're going to see them people, I don't care what kind of violence what they're doing. They're believing in God and going to church. Say, everybody got their kind of spiritual stuff that they're doing. I was reading something in the paper. I think it was the 12th Ward, one of the aldermen who have joined in now and accepted the map. And I want y'all to hear this. One thing he said was very interesting, and I'll go in deeper later. He said, I told him, don't worry about it. We got 10 years. We don't want to burn down the store. We'll take it in 10 years because we have our numbers more than what it is now. Hey, y'all, That's something for y'all to think about, because they're futuristic. They're knowing all the people coming across the border, walking across the border, doing all this stuff, and just coming in, and y'all in love with Joe Biden. And if that y'all want to, fine. I don't care who y'all love. But don't be abused by nobody because you love them. You make them respect you. Look at the border. These men walking across this border, all these numbers coming. We can't have that many babies. You can't. And when you look at that, and you look at the people just coming across, that's why you're looking at the numbers. And the sad thing about it all is our children, and our people and our leaders, our children over here watching us, and they're in pain. You got your leaders over here selling us out for a bowl of soup. Oh, yeah, the brown. And we can't even discuss the black community without mentioning somebody else. And that does not mean that you don't work with other folks. But you got to work on your home. If I buy your child a pair of shoes and my child don't have no pair of shoes, that's stupid. At least split it up. I would say go to Payless. Payless is not there anymore. Go to DSW or go one of these places and get some shoes and split it up. But something have happened to us as a people. The leadership, not the masses. That's why what I did was I told you about the masses electing Harold Washington. I told you about that so you can understand. But there's a dilution in our people, you know. And I was thinking about when Bevel was pushing SCLC to fight for voting to get black folks to vote. Remember now, that was Bevel and Diane's idea to move that. And one of the reasons why he was pushing so hard, because Bevel said these words: if we get folks elected in office, at least we can get some decent legislation filed, have somebody there representing us. And that was the whole thing. Everybody talked about we died for the right to vote. The whole idea was to have representation. But somehow or another, not only are our leadership anointed and appointed, but those who are in office, a lot of them, you don't hear them say nothing unless somebody gives them an assignment to holler. Systemic racism, go get this. Just how I get so sick of hearing these people holler. Because if we had leadership, with Dr. Anderson, I was there with him, we went up to get the Freeman Bill. All we need is just the Freeman Bill signed. Then folks were scared to touch it. We went to the Supreme, we filed a suit with the Supreme Court. Maxine came with us when we filed a suit at the Supreme Court. But just think that those blacks did not push for the Freedman Bill because the master didn't tell them to do it. And we had more then than a lot of other folks up in office, but they didn't push for it. I think Barack was a senator then. And we had folks who was congressional people. And we would have had that. We also took, they want to talk about the tussle people who had, the tussle people. What about tussle? What about Wall Street? We took all of them up there. We tried to get to repair the damage then. We could not get any of those people to really pick that up and run. And I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this. And there's a reason. You got one that I know of. We got to talk about this, too, at another time. This Ukraine congressperson. America were giving people $40 billion. And y'all think that's all right? It's not our war. I'm not saying nobody should help. I'm not going to pass judgment on that. But have we declared war? We're spending more than that. We're doing our own wars. $40 billion. You can't get a business. You can't get decent schools. Nobody's paying attention to your hospital. $40 billion of your taxpayer dollar. You don't even understand. Y'all think, man, can I have $10, mister? Now you can't have it. But if I give it to you, you got to go lick my toes or go not do what I tell you to do. Your tax dollars. They use them. $40 billion, and y'all don't have nothing to say about that? Something wrong with that. one Chinese in Springfield. Stood up and got history put in the school that starts next year, next school season, for Chinese. That's why Cardenio, I think it was him who said it, that's what they said, we can come back in 10 years. We're out here arguing over poop-poop rather than looking out for our future. We marching for abortion when our children's minds are being destroyed. We waiting for people to tell us what to do. Now, we got a problem. Leadership who guiding people is not the masses. And the problem is once we sign on to somebody, even if they do us wrong, we stay with them or we don't call them out. Biden have destroyed this country, and our leadership need to be saying something. Because while it's getting destroyed, we're getting destroyed. Black community put, they have not abandoned him. His poll number will be lower than what it is of black folks. The black community is not like that. They stick in there, and we're not saying anything. The food shortage I want to deal with. Do I got to take a break? Okay, I'll take a break in a few minutes. I know I'm covering a lot of stuff, but it's got to do with black people. There's a food shortage. It's more than a milk. But because y'all only watch MSNBC and CNN, and you don't look at the total thing, and they're not going to tell you all the shortage that's going on because they don't want you to know. It's not just the gas. Get your gas bill. Oh, y'all going to blame Donald Trump too? Can't. Now, when those trucks got to come down the highway, and they're using diesel fuel that they're almost out of, by the way, y'all, the price goes up. We got a supply chain sitting out there in California and other places, and Buttigieg is supposed to be the transportation secretary and not saying nothing. This is on his watch. He and Biden, he not saying nothing. And y'all going to the store and y'all noticing the prices are up or nothing is there. But nobody's talking to our people about this food shortage. 21 of our plants, 18 to 21 of our plants caught a fire. Processing plants for food. You don't hear that on that because they got to keep your mind into this racism, systemic stuff, and all the other stuff because they think you're so narrow, that's all you can deal with. But somebody needs to be telling our people, like I told my children, you get beans. I want you to stack up on your beans, your peas, all your perishable goods. Get you a small freezer if you don't have one because we're getting ready to go through it. You got to get some food. Plant your little garden. I told Jim Lee the other day to get fine, I think his name, whatever the guy named that helped me, and get me some little gardens. Y'all get some little gardens going on. You better go back to the way black folks live. You put an extra cup of peas in the pot for folks. You better make sure that you're able to cook. Some folks don't know how to cook. All they can do is go load up on all this processed food in the store. And that's what you feed your kids, or you go to these other stores. This stuff is real, y'all. But they're not talking to you about it. And Biden's in there look like he's unchecked out. And our community put him in. And the sad thing about it, I don't hear none of our representatives talking about it. The baby milk, they couldn't help it because their mama started hollering and talking stuff about this baby milk. But I want y'all to listen. Biden shut down the pipeline. He made it hard to get permits for the gas so they can pump gas. Now, remember, our community, we put them in, and we don't have the understanding because rather than talking about systemic racism every day and all this other stuff going on, they need to educate our community as to what's going on so we can survive. So we get gas from Russia, Iran, Venezuela. Now, whatever you mean, whatever you feel about Trump, whether you voted for him or not, when he left, we was gas independent. Have you filled up your car lately? Now, our representative should be talking about that to us, about why is it the high price of gas? No, I'm not voting. And all I'm voting to give Ukraine that $40 billion, y'all, none of them even question They got up on the floor and said, yeah, we got to help them. That's not our war. If Dr. King would say, why are you spending that money on the wars? You better put something in our community. And now you want to help find $40 billion the more we did our own. Oh, no, 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 no. And none of our representatives stood up and opposed that $40 billion. None of them. When you got a community, well, we need training. We need to enhance our schools with vocational training. We need to go up into our schools, make sure our kids are getting science. Make sure our children are getting math. Make sure they're getting critical thinking. No, we're supporting. Oh, we got the LGBT, we got to do this. Why are you hollering about what the curriculum? The curriculum is teaching them all about sex, but not about how to do their minds and how to read, write, and arithmetic. They don't know how to write. They're functionally illiterate. And folks can use them. But you give $40 billion plus? You can't do that. That's like almost a war that's been, we done declared a war without declaring it, without coming back to Congress. I didn't hear one black congressperson talk about $40 billion to Ukraine. That little one white nation. I'm sorry, y'all. A war that we not declare. Because nobody's talking to you. Now, and I'm sick and tired of all these folks who came over here, whites included, who America gave a hand to, and I'm going to get Fountain on one day. I love Fountain last article he wrote. Y'all need to go get his article last Tuesday. It was interesting. But I'm going to get him on. We're going to have a great discussion about it. When you look at, they come over here. Joy Reid, I know y'all get tired of me talking about her. Her father gone back to Congo. Her family from Congo. I got to take a break. 1 minute. 2 minutes? Okay. America reached their hands out to them. Don't get me wrong. I know we have problems as descendants of enslaved. Bring her family in. She go to the premier school that she couldn't have gotten in the Congo. Your child didn't go. Okay. I want to know from her. Is there anything you can talk about besides systemic racism, racism? Can you talk about this, that our schools are messed up? Can you talk about what's really other things that's going on in the black community that we need to fix? Nope, because that's all I let you talk about. Now, I know y'all celebrating the new, and I'm not going to talk about it much. Press secretary, you're a gam. This is what she said. I'm gay. I'm an immigrant, and I'm black. Now, she's been the authority on systemic. They don't even know what this is. They've said racism so much that you don't even know. It's like they get immune when it really happened. Our children don't know what it is. And most of them have not even experienced what we did as enslaved blacks. We built a country for them to come to. Why is it they tearing down the border, they knocking over everything, they shooting people to get up in here? And once they get in here, all of them, they go to the schools, they get the businesses, they get a community that's intact, not one that they destroy our community to move these folks in. And I'm not opposed to folks, but I just love black folks. If you look around your community, then they blame you for the destruction of your community totally, when they have systematically worked that in. I saw a lady yesterday, she had a Motown shirt. I said, well, you go to the Motown place? No, I went to visit the Motown in Detroit. It's just something else, I said to myself. Now, well, she don't understand. Those people ran Barry Gordy out, talked him into moving to California, but he didn't have enough sense. Those people didn't have enough sense to keep that building for black folks, white folks on there. Making money off of Motown. So, systemic education, the way we're treated, racism. The jobs, the training, these unions talking stuff about marching, and they won't even let black folks in the union. That's why they came after me, because I was building houses, telling them to get out the way. Black folks going to build these houses, and you're not going to stop it. No training in our community. Everybody hollering about Whole Foods. They knew Whole Foods wasn't going to last. They just put it there symbolically for people. In fact, Inglewood is almost not black anymore. Just a certain portion of it is. So this is really a lot of, and I know I'm put a lot on y'all, but I'm trying to make y'all, make these people focus on us. I saw a big old article in the paper about a black preacher talking about the abortion issue. They need their butt kicked. They need to talk about these children whose minds are being aborted because their education is not there, which is a whole other story that I'm going to talk about, how we got to mobilize and what's going on. So I just want to talk to y'all today to tell y'all some things that's going on that you might not know about because y'all watch The View, y'all watch this, y'all watch entertainment, TV, where you're laughing and slapping and you're going to the store and you're not eating, don't have no food. I want y'all to refocus. We got to refocus on community. And how do we share and how do we become a community, a loving community? What do we do here? And that's what we got to do. Talk of Chicago, 69.WON. Our number is 773-591-690. We're streaming live with www.WON. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook. We're also on Gitter and Twitter and YouTube Social. You name it. And we're also on Blog Talk. Get your coffee. Get your tea. I'm going to come. I can take a call. And I'm going to take a couple calls before I get my break. Did you find that record for me? Okay. Let me go to the phone. And I'm going to try to empty some of them off before I take my break. Dorothy Wright Tillman, Talk of Chicago, 773-591-1690. Okay, brother, I eased out of the house while you were asleep. I know you're up now. Brother Manson.
Hey, Hotep sister.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm still standing. I just wanted to call to say, Pungazi, congratulations on your Kuzaliwa, 75. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And to let the audience know that we got some great people in Taurus. My mother and your mother and Minister Farrakhan.
I'm going to do something on him at 7 o'clock hour.
Okay, but all three of those people plus
Malcolm,
Dr. Carol Adams are all born on May 11th.
Yeah.
So my mother would be 96 years old if she had, survived.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And also you on the 12th. And Martin Delaney in the 1850s, he was Taurus, great race leader, and Malcolm X on the 19th. So y'all in good company.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I would urge people to take their photos. You know, you mentioned the photos. That's one of the reasons I called.
Uh-huh.
I took photos and put narrative to the photos, and I would urge people to take their photos and, you know, put them in a book, but type something so folks will know what the picture
is saying.
You know, and that's what you can pass down.
Because we got to have something to pass down. Hey, Benson, and I'm going to have to go to the next call. Did you read Fountain, you know, that guy from the Sun-Time? He I followed him all while he was going to Ghana. But Fountain, I think his name was Fountain, the one that do the column in the Sun-Time.
No, I'm not familiar with
okay,
that.
Okay, he's a black guy. But anyway, he wrote an article this past week. I think it was Tuesday, Wednesday. I want you to read and tell me what you think about when you call me.
All right. And one other quick thing. I disagree with you relative to the leadership in the masses. The masses are also in a mess. And, you know, of course, we have a crisis and challenge in leadership. We got a lot of bogus leadership. But we also, the masses, you know, this system and these folks have a monopoly on the minds of most people with that controlled media and miseducation
that. I think my point I was making, man, is that I have faith in the masses. And if
I do too.
And what I'm saying is you got a few of us who be thinking, but you got people. My experience with the masses is I got to go on a second. My experience with America, give the right information, they'll move. That's what I believe. With the right
we definitely need, you know, right leadership and
the right information.
All that too, you know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah,
But you know, you and I love each other. We disagree on some things, but this week really ain't disagreeing. We saying the same thing. I love you, man, son. Thank you.
All right, keep on pushing.
Thank you. T. Going one.
Morning, Miss Tillman.
Hey, T. How you doing?
I'm great. Just rolling down this road here in Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Truck.
You know what's so funny about Michigan? T, John Conyers, when they got John Conyers out of office, I think that was on purpose, they put an Arab in his place, and the black folks still, that historical seat in Michigan, do not have a black congressperson in John Conyers' seat. They had one black woman. I think she's retiring, but That woman don't even have no opposition this time.
Well, that goes to what I was going to ask you, Ms. Tillman. Because he was me too, remember? And do you think, because I thought this too, because I have a lot of, you know, I'm a divorcee and I'm a, what they say, strikingly handsome, debonair black man. I'm 6-something, salt and pepper fish. And I got a lot of lady friends. Marriage ain't for everybody. And, but do you think, personally, that black women have been the right hand for white supremacy? Because everything you spoke about earlier,
well, let me talk about white supremacy. Well, white supremacy, most folks even know the definition of white supremacy. Everything look around.
Okay,
these
well, let me break it down. Let me break it down.
You got about a minute. I got to go in a minute now.
They work against the cause of black family, black unity.
Well, hold up now. Who is they? Hold up a second. We got to do a whole history. I'll make sure you get my son's book, of Great Black American Patriot. See,
I will.
There's a whole nother, and I'll tell you how to get it later. There's a whole, and I'm going to talk about it at 7 o'clock. I always keep listening. Don't you let these folks put in your mind every second white supremacist, critical race because you can't think and all that. That's what
I'm saying. Well, it's not so much supremacy. It's just the fact that I have, they all work.
Yeah, but we're going to teach. I want you to listen.
All talk about, it's like talking to a man almost. And then they talk about LGBT. They always got the sympathetic voice for everybody else, the Latino. They got a sympathetic voice, but baby, what about us?
I tell you, we got to talk about us because they keep your mind on systemic racism and keep your mind on all this other stuff. And these folks will not even experience what we went through doing Jim Crow and doing enslavement. These folks just got here.
All she talk about is LGBT. She ain't did nothing for black
people. Well, I think we need another. I'm calling for another superintendent because this man ain't doing nothing. I'm tired of it. Thank you, T. I think we need another superintendent. How many minutes I got over there? Okay, let me take Ron for a minute. I'm getting my song ready. Okay, Ron.
Hey, Ms. Tillman. That guy's, the gentleman's name is John Fountain, and he is a professor at Roosevelt University.
Did you read that article?
University. Yes, you did.
That's what I've been trying to tell y'all all along.
Yeah,
it's all
well,
right
I'm,
to go,
I'm,
but he understood after going there that this is his country.
That's and I know people need to read that article. real cool. But I'm like you, Ms. Tillman. We built it, and this is ours. So, last real quick, you know, it was disturbing. I was listening to the radio this morning, and I heard some people. I could tell they were, you know, Caucasian women, and they were saying, "Well, black women, they're the ones who are going to be hurt the most about this abortion thing."
Well, you know, they don't kill about 40 million black children in the abortion. You know that,
yeah,
don't you?
But see, they won't speak up and say, well, black women are disproportionately burdened by student loans. They ain't going to speak on economics. Or black women do not receive the same pay as white women. See, they're not going to talk about, like you said, economic issues. See, they're talking about, oh, abortions.
Let me hold you over to the next hour.
Sure.
Okay, because I got to go talk of Chicago 69. There will be our number 7. Put them on hold. Our number 773-591-69. We stream live. www.vun.com. We're on our radio. We're on Getter, Twitter. We're on everything. Everybody got us. Blog Talk. Hey, y'all, I got up this morning, got down on my knees, and I thank the Lord, Charles Bevel, as we have, get your coffee, get your tea. I'm coming up an hour. You got him up? I want to play this for y'all this morning. Yeah, it's so beautiful outside. Yeah, I think I can get 2 minutes. Charles Bevel, y'all, get your coffee, get your tea. Listen to Charles Bevel, and I'll be back before you can say, poof! Charles Bevel, Jay Bevel, baby morning. Brother. Yeah.
Got down on my knees.
Come on, Charles. I hope I can play more of it. I'm about to save it. Come on, child. How many minutes will it play that?
Don't know where you're going, but could you stop a minute
and put it on hold? Yeah.
A minute to implore him.
Come on, child. The one who loves y'all.
Loving is giving.
Loving is giving.
Knowing
how to receive. You gotta know how to receive
the gift
of love. God is love, y'all. Y'all from Chicago.
Loving is growing.
WBON call for seeing a conversation with me.
Loving,
I tell you, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Don't impede the flow of love. I'll be right back, y'all.
I don't know who you are.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Ed with Electronic Frontier Foundation says this is a reason why consumer privacy is crucial.
There's a lawsuit coming against a Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer who put his knee on a black student's neck to stop a school lunch fight. The family of the 12-year-old girl say they plan to sue the officer, the Kenosha Police Department, and Kenosha Unified Schools. The officer put his knee on the girl's neck to get her under control after a fight at Lincoln Middle School back in March. Her father, Jarrell Perez, is upset.
Well, as a father, I feel like I let her down because I couldn't help her. I didn't get the video until around 7 p.m. At that time, my daughter was already in punishment telling me her neck hurts. I was thinking that she was trying to get out of a punishment. So when I got the video, me as a parent felt the guilt.
The family's lawyer says seeing an officer put his knee on the neck of a child with black skin should offend everyone's sense of morality, ethics, and justice.
Rapper Young Thug is facing 7 additional felony charges after police raided his Atlanta, Georgia home. The new charges include possession of marijuana with intent to sell, possession of a Schedule 3, 4, or 5 substance with intent to sell, possession of a dangerous weapon, and more. This all comes after police raided the A-list rapper's home. After him, fellow famous rapper Gunna and 26 others were hit with RICO charges. Thug was indicted for racketeering and gang activity while also being nabbed as the co-founder of a gang known as Young Slime Life. Officials have linked 80% of violent crime in Atlanta to the gang.
A black couple can now say they are owners of the very first black-owned food truck at Walt Disney World, and it's primarily plant-based. Robin and Zach Wallace own Local Green. It's a restaurant that's been turned into a food truck. It first opened in 2019 in Atlanta, Georgia, and now the truck is driving further south to Disney after getting an offer to come to Disney Springs. You can order items like the Beyond Burger, pulled barbecue sandwich, and the Salmon Philly.
For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app or log on to BINnews.com. I'm Bree Wood with Ray Harris on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider Ramp, a better corporate card and spend management platform. Instead of points, Ramp gives you cash back with every purchase. Ramp software puts real money in your pocket, plus total control over who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's integrated software lets you close your books in hours instead of days. Time is money. Save both with Ramp. Now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. I want to speak to the dads who are being denied access to their kids, excluded from key parenting decisions, are contending with child support issues, In all of these cases, doing nothing is probably not a good strategy. The law has given you rights, but you have to assert them. If the challenge is the cost of an attorney, Cordell & Cordell offers a capped fee option. Give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Chicagoland area attorneys. 1 Lincoln Center, 1-AW-140 Butterfield Road, 920 Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois, 60181.
WVON is proud to welcome Wintrust Financial to the Tuesday 3:30 Focus. Tune in and see why Wintrust is Chicago's bank. For personal and commercial customers, they have hundreds of neighborhood locations with one near you. No matter if it's an auto loan or a mortgage, Wintrust is there for you. Visit Wintrust.com to find a neighborhood location near you. Listen Tuesdays for the Wintrust Financial 3:30 Focus.
May is Health Awareness Month.
Your heart rate changes throughout the day. It's often slower when you sleep and faster when you exercise or feel stressed. Most adults have a resting heart rate between 60 and 100 beats per minute. If you exercise regularly, your resting heart rate may be lower. Aerobic exercise strengthens the heart, meaning the heart doesn't have to work as hard to maintain a steady beat. This results in fewer beats per minute.
Today's healthy reminder is brought to you by Walgreens. Located in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood, Court Theater is proud to present August Wilson's Two Trains Running. Visionary artist Ron O.J. Parson directs this classic from a titan of American theater. The story takes place amidst the civil rights movement at a diner in Pittsburgh, where the characters seek purpose, love, and justice in a changing neighborhood. Come see how this play, set decades in the past, is still powerfully relevant today. Get your tickets at courttheater.org.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month and a great time to join our team. We have openings including RNs, LPNs, clinicians, social workers, and counselors. Hartgrove Behavioral Health System and Garfield Park Behavioral Hospital in Chicago offer competitive pay, sign-on bonuses, flexible schedules, tuition reimbursement, and other great benefits. Make a difference and come work with us. To learn more, call 773-265-3790. That's 773-265-3790 for an immediate interview. We are equal opportunity employers.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom! Shakalaka! That's why they call her the Master of Moolah, the Sultan of Savings, the Queen of Cash. And now, also with Xfinity Internet, you can get unlimited data, Wi-Fi equipment, and a free Flex 4K streaming box included with a 2-year rate guarantee and no term contracts. All for just $30 per month when you add an Xfinity mobile plan at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and autopay. New fast internet 300 megabits per second customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
WVON is proud to welcome Wintrust Financial to the Tuesday 3:30 Focus. Tune in and see why Wintrust is Chicago's bank. For personal and commercial customers, they have hundreds of neighborhood locations with one near you. No matter if it's an auto loan or a mortgage, Wintrust is there for you. Visit Wintrust.com to find a neighborhood location near you. Listen Tuesdays for the Wintrust Financial 3:30 Focus.
Join Tobacco World Incorporated as we present Clap Your Hands Just a Little Bit Louder, live fundraising gala benefiting the Harold Washington Cultural Center, located at 4701 South King Drive, Monday, May 16th. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7 p.m. We're live, we're in person, we miss you, and we're back. For tickets, log on to BroadwayandBronzeville.com or call 773-373-1900. Clap Your Hands Just a Little Bit Louder, live fundraising gala. See you at the theater.
Located in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood, Court Theater is proud to present August Wilson's Two Trains Running. Visionary artist Ron O.J. Parson directs this classic from a titan of American theater. The story takes place amidst the civil rights movement at a diner in Pittsburgh, where the characters seek purpose, love, and justice in a changing neighborhood. Come see how this play, set decades in the past, is still powerfully relevant today. Get your tickets at courttheater.org.
The rate of suicide among black youth is increasing faster than any other racial or ethnic group. The pandemic may have contributed to the increased number of black youth experiencing anxiety, depression, and suicide. Unfortunately, our black youth are less likely to seek treatment. Thus, delays in seeking care can lead to negative consequences. Hi, this is Dana Devine, host of Equal Health, Equal Hope. This Saturday, my guest and I will discuss mental health and black youth. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
This is Dr. Ansel Johnson, clinical director of Vision Salon Eye Care Associates, located on Western Avenue in Blue Island, Illinois. Now, no one is more passionate in providing the finest optical and medical eye care in the Chicago area. We work hard providing the best clinical expertise to help you see your best and look your best. Our frame collections include several black frame designers, and you can see all of our eyeglass styles online and pre-select your frames, saving valuable time when you visit our office. If you are living with diabetes or have other eye problems, we may be able to help in ways tailored just for you. Request an appointment by calling or texting us at 708-385-0013. That's 708-385-0013. Or visit us online where you can preview our eyeglasses at visionsalon.com and click Browse Eyewear.
What kind of Republican says he supports Black Lives Matter strongly and passionately? The kind of Republican who voted Democrat in 7 of the last 8 primaries. The kind who said this about Obama's election.
Our black vote would make such a difference in this country that would elect a black man to presidency in 2008 with Barack Obama made history.
The kind of Republican who says this about J.B. Pritzker.
It is my honor to bring to the podium a great friend, great leader who has guided our state with professionalism and compassion.
What do you call a Republican like Richard Irvin, who says he strongly and passionately supports Black Lives Matter? The Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund president says you call him unqualified.
The organization Black Lives Matter is a successful shakedown for money. It just promotes a Marxist philosophy. Supporting that organization should be a disqualifier.
What do you call a Republican like Richard Irvin, who supports Black Lives Matter, Obama, and Pritzker? You call him a Democrat. In the Republican primary, vote for a Republican. Vote no on Richard Irvin. Paid for by people who play by the rules pack.
Hi, I'm attorney Ernesto Borges. I'd like to invite you to join me for the Borges Report for lively discussions about legal matters, politics, government, entertainment, and the topics that concern you and your life. Start your Sunday the Borges way with the Borges Report.
The Borges Report with Ernesto Borges, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider Ramp, a better corporate card and spend management platform. Instead of points, Ramp gives you cash back with every purchase. Ramp software puts real money in your pocket, plus total control over who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's integrated software lets you close your books in hours instead of days. Time is money. Save both with Ramp. Now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. I want to speak to the dads who are being denied access to their kids, excluded from key parenting decisions, are contending with child support issues. In all of these cases, doing nothing is probably not a good strategy. The law has given you rights, but you have to assert them. If the challenge is the cost of an attorney, Cordell & Cordell offers a capped fee option. Give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Chicagoland area attorneys. 1 Lincoln Center, 1AW140 Butterfield Road, 920 Oak Brook Terrace, Illinois, 60181.
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Let our reach.
dark past has taught us. Leave us down, full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun, of new safety eager. Let us march on till victory is won. Down beneath the road
days ahead.
Hey!
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind. Hey, Dr. King, I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. We've got some difficult days here. If Dr. King probably being a spiritist, he was and is, because his spirit is in the air, understood the difficult times. But God always got a ram in the bush, and we're going to be all right. I mean, just he didn't think he'd see black folks out here marching for abortion versus education and economics. Just giving up all of the things that we have created and all the stuff that we work for. Me, you love yourself don't mean to love, hate nobody else. But black folks ain't got not our people, not the masses. But anyway, we're back, y'all. Come to the place where our father died. It's 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the state, in the country, in the city, in the world. You got to take a deep breath, y'all. And we got to do it 3 times real hard for the Trinity, because the heart and the mind is one. You need oxygen. You need oxygen to live, right? So your heart and your mind is one. So let's take it to our brains, y'all. Come on over here with me, Justin. Let's do it. Black. Come on, y'all. Black. One more time, y'all. Black. Is that black enough for you?
Come on, black enough for you.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.
Your own. That's what Dr. King, they don't want you to hear. They want you to hear this mess that these other folks are talking. Your own emancipation.
Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low.
But we know black is...
Look at the word white. It's always something pure.
Black is part of the earth, baby. Praise God.
But I want to get the language right.
Got to get the language right, y'all.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. That's what we're supposed to be teaching our children. That's not that you are inferior because somebody's superior. But no, you black, you're proud of it, you're beautiful. Think your way out of a paper bag. Think your way critical thinking. Make yourself be who you can be, just like our ancestors. I was telling you about Jimmy's book. If you look at all these leaders of ours, how they believed in God and how they didn't let nothing hold them down, how we built schools, you know, all the stuff that we did, how we built a university, we built hospitals, we built everything, Delaney, everybody. We did that because we didn't have nobody to tell us we want nothing. My mama said, hold your head up. We never look them right in the eye and hold your head up. See, this be saying that you couldn't, you see a black woman, you didn't know whether she had 50,000 or 50 cents because of the way the proud, how proud we was of everything. That's why I was encouraging y'all. Y'all really need to make sure your children get this book. But you can go to TillmanFamilyPress.com to order the book. That's Jimbo. Evidence says you can pick it up at Frontline Bookstore if it's still open. Is it still open? Frontline. But that's Evan and Jimmy's. They got their little thing together. But it's a great book, y'all. That's all I got to say. So you can see what I tell your children. So that you can make sure that they know they black and they beautiful. We are back, y'all, at the 7 o'clock hour. Happy birthday, Minister Farrakhan. Linda, tell Minister happy birthday. I will be calling later. Probably going to spend some time and try to see him soon. But happy birthday. You know, I always tell Minister Farrakhan, you was born on my mama's birthday. You know, he said, yes, you got to be great people. But, you know, we never forget people. You know, there's Dr. When you look over there and you see Mr. Gardner, you know, all of, and I'm going to talk about this one day. I'm going to do a whole thing we should be remembering, like part of Silas Parnell and Vernon Jarrett and Lupin, all these folks. We're going to do a walk down memory lane one day, but not today. I want to stay where we at. But I want to encourage you to get this book, the Tillman Hand book, A Great Black American Patriot, so you can see what Mary McLeod Bethune did, so you can see how we built our hospitals, so you can see how we did our church. You can see all these folks, and it really, I was shocked, pleasantly surprised, how he put this book together. So it's almost a place for you to take your children, things that you can see. Very important. We talk about all these great people, Ida B. Wells and all of them. You got to think about, if they thought the way these people think today, the things they did, they would not have done. So anyway, I hope you was listening early, because I don't want to go back over some of the stuff, but I've been trying to get our people to understand. $40 billion to Ukraine, and they ain't do that much over there in Iraq. We giving that kind of money. Congress has not even authorized the saying we at war, but not one. I mean, all of them, I think it's about 75 Republicans voted against it. They're just throwing the money. That's your money, your tax dollars. $40 billion. We already in a recession and a depression. Some of y'all don't even understand what depression and recession is. But you're going to find out in a minute. But when you're going, do you know it takes $80 to fill up my Subaru? That's a lot of money. About 75, depends on where I'm getting it. At least I filled it up, it was 65. That's a lot of money. Why is that? It wasn't like that 2 years ago. You can too have supported somebody but still call them when they're wrong. And we got a problem with that. We did that with Barack, President Obama. When he was messing all around, we wait till the second time. I mean, we got to stop that in our community. Folks shooting, doing all, we can't say nothing. We got to stop that. Right now, this man has messed this country up. Well, our leaders need to stand up and say, look, my people are hurting. They came back, and our people can't look at the shelves. The food is too high. Look at milk. Look at eggs. Look at meat. There's something's not right here. How do you go this fast into this? It's almost like his own purpose. Something wrong. The gas, How do you, you don't shut down a pipeline, so you got something else. You don't do all these other things that you did to make us not have. And then you see this silly behind woman who's supposed to be on energy. Where well, they should get green energy. I mean, he just got a bunch of dummies around him. They advising him wrong. These dummies, you got Buttigieg over there. He's supposed to be over transportation. And we got a supply chain problem, and he's not saying nothing. We done had several of our processing plants to be burned, to burn up. Why did they catch a fire? Give me an answer. How do you put $40 billion in most of these people who come to your place, their districts have bad schools. None of them have made sure that Charles and Brookings, who passed the history to be put in our schools, have pushed it. But they put in the Chinese to tell her what all they done. And what did this woman do? What did the first Chinese woman who got to be alderman say? I'm going to build a school. Because she don't want them at DuSava. I mean, she don't want them at Philip or Dunbar. But what do? Oh, we just play along. Our people sometimes. And you better be careful you put people in office. They don't even look and study the Constitution. They don't know what they can and cannot do. And I'm going to do a whole segment of that one day to tell you, don't let these people fool you. They have power. They just got to use it and not be scared. Some of them are scared and some of them don't know no better. And the ones who know better, they start trying to move. And the ones who are scared and they don't know better jump in their butts. But that's what we're dealing with, y'all. This stuff is so deep. And I told you about the food supply. You need to call MSNBC and say, we got you. We tired of it. We done overdosed on this stuff that you talk every day. Tell me something else. Oh, it's just racism the reason that food is like this. Or everything is racism. Everything. No. Let's talk about what we can do. Give our children something to look up to. I was telling somebody the other day, and like, I don't know, I did know the president and all these other folks, and I know him. Wouldn't it be so much easier if he would say some other stuff to our children rather than tell them, oh, the police, that's systemic racism, and that. And then our boys end up getting shot because they don't want to respect authority, and they want to fight back, and they end up dead. I said, go to jail, let us bail you out. But they talking all that stuff, then how can you be pushing this instead of pushing education and pushing all those things that our people have always pushed for our people? And how can you keep calling America systemic racism when you was elected twice? You got Martha Vinuehouse, you got Hawaii, and you got California, and you got other contracts. And see, what gets me, not just our president, but all these people on TV, they're not feeling this food shortage right now. They don't care. They don't even have to come. They're not feeling the crime. They got bodyguards or they got stuff protecting them. But stop feeding our people this kind of stuff and let's change the algorithm. We got to change. Yes, you can. Our community is better than this. We know God. We know this. We got to begin to say something. That's the energy have a way of just keep going. As long as we talk this other stuff, these folks are so angry they do everything. Because you got them mad at the world. And you go on to your little safe house when it's over with. Talk of Chicago 69-773-5916. We're streaming live. www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. We are on Twitter and Glitter and whatever else everybody got me on. And we on Blog Talk. Because, you know, they shadow banned me on Twitter a long time ago because I was too black. But we also, I guess you got me on Truth Social and Twitter. I guess so. And once again, if you get this book from TillmanPress.com, you can order the book or pick it up in front of mine, to begin to see what these people did and the stuff they was under arrest. They under the arrest they had, and they was able to do all that stuff. And I'm going back to the phone, y'all. Back to the phone. I got to pick back up and run because I told him I ain't going to run.
Ms. Tillman, first of all, I just want to say thank God for you having another birthday celebration.
I did. I'm
just so thankful for having you. And then I'll finish it real quick. Ms. Tillman, when I told you I heard this comment, I was listening to the news this morning. These people were talking about, well, the abortion thing is going to disproportionately affect black people, as if that is a positive, Ms. Tillman. It's nothing positive about black people having a high rate of abortion.
Oh, not. It's not. You're right.
They act as if they're fighting for something that's good for. But, and lastly, but But they will not fight for us in terms of, like you were talking about, education. They have not, they won't talk about we'll talk about the disparity in health care, mm-hmm. in education.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee they will not.
Or vocational training, Russ. Not on that vocational training where people education. be able to do vocational stuff. They're not fighting that vocational schools should be in every one of our areas. That we got to get our folks in these
it's
unions.
It's a social agenda.
Yeah,
we are being used for these people's social agenda. I'm just going to say it, LGBT, all of this. My wife told me, I think she was so, Ms. Tillman, she told me that my son was just talking to her about this stuff, about them teaching this to children, because he's going to start his family. And he's like, it's disturbing what
oh, yeah,
they're teaching
them, and our folks right into
children,
the,
about this sexual thing that
yes,
you can choose to do. So I just had to get that out. We need to don't let these people use us, Ms. Till. And again, $40 billion in black people, Ms. Till, are getting evicted. Daily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daily. Okay.
But $40 billion is a lot of money to put in a war that we have not declared. That's just some of it. And I'm telling you, thank you, Ron.
And this country is just falling apart. Thank you, Ms. Jim. See you Monday.
Thank you. Oh, and I'm going to be giving out some tickets later on, y'all. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. Who knows? I might at random see that y'all want to come. I got to figure out how I'm going to do. I'm going to give out 5 sets of the community tickets for y'all. If Jim needs to call me, I might give out 10 sets if we got space for it, but she got to tell me. But the tickets have to be picked up between 10 and 2 today. When I give out the tickets, I got to figure out how to do it. I got to figure out. I know Minister Plump going to come. We got tickets for you, Minister Plump. You don't have to say nothing. Just don't talk long when I get you on the phone. You go to the Harold Washington between 10 and 2 and get your tickets, Minister Plump. And don't come out there passing out all your stuff. Just come and enjoy the show. Okay. Somebody hung up. I'm sorry. On 3 of y'all call back. Okay, we disconnect you. Cliff from Connecticut.
Hey, Ms. Tillman, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I want to be brief. I want to go to Georgia. Now, I don't know if you heard about a busload of lacrosse players, say some black women, young black women, and they were stopped and frisked, and the bus was stopped and were racially profiled.
Oh, I think it wasn't just women, was it? Wasn't it also some boys they had on sniffing to see, going through their bags to see whether or not they
had weed. Right, exactly.
But let me tell you something, Cliff, and I know what you're trying to bring. I'm saying we do have incidents that we need to deal with. And these other folks talk about this other stuff so much that we are tone deaf when this stuff really happened, that we can deal with it. Because everything is right. So that should be dealt with. You ain't heard too much about it because they doing other stuff. So at some point, you just, everything is racism when it's not. And that was really terrible. And so we getting tone deaf on real stuff that's happening. I saw that.
Right, right. So the point I'm making is that these were quality, good students in our community.
Well,
and these are the
quality
and these are the type of individuals that we should be protecting and fighting for. Mm-hmm. Now, on the opposite side, you had Young Thug, who's a rapper, who was guilty of 80% of the crime in Atlanta. And you had a Democratic black prosecutor that was giving them time. That's what I want in our candidates, our black Democratic candidates. I want them to be tough on crime, because if not, then we don't need any more soft people in our community dealing with these non-productive brothers and sisters. So put them in jail. Let them get rehab. Let them think about what they're doing. Let them be retrained and give us some thought, but we need productive members in our community.
We do.
And in our candidates, we need our black Democratic candidates to be tough on crime.
Cliff, but we need to talk about this economic and education. Like you were talking about the student there, but and look at the education in our inner cities and stuff. They didn't even fight against that $40 billion that's going to Ukraine. That's a lot of money.
That's right. That's true.
And black folks are not talking about it.
And my last point with Biden, you know, given he met with all the mayors this week, right, in uh-huh. terms of refunding and refunding the police with the COVID money.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not too sure that's a good thing. But to your point, we need funding to improve our community. So take that money rather than give it to the police in terms of, if you're going to give money to the police, Give me more black police officers.
Well, Cliff, I gotta go.
Make more black women and black men on the police department.
Well, wait, Cliff. Sure.
That's what I want.
Slow up, Cliff. We need more black police officers, but they're condemning
exactly.
And they're killing all. Talking about police officers so bad, a lot of black police is not signing up. But we gotta figure out how do we get more black police officers so we can have community police. And I absolutely agree with you. Thank you so much. I tell you. I'm going to get Minister Plump. You got 1 minute. I done gave you your tickets, and you better not be talking too long.
We on Yah Shalom. Happy belated Mother's Day. And, guys, we are only. And happy belated Earth Day birthday to you, too, beloved.
Thank you.
Dr. Tillman. Uh-huh. And to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We are going to be at the National Black Wall Street Chicago again tomorrow. We entered the win to talk about what we can do to help to save our race.
Thank you
race
so much. Person.
Thank you,
Nam.
Thank you so much.
Don't forget, I
God
got two tickets over there for you. Do not just go between 10 and 2 and to the 47th Street side, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to get out these other tickets here. Let's see. Chris Moak Park.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. Happy belated born day and Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Do you believe that tax bill passed in, I think it was 1718 by the GOP, has a direct correlation of inflation? And I know when COVID hit, people...
Wait now, wait. You're messing me up. What year did you say?
That tax bill the Republicans passed when that former president was president, the one that for the rich people tax break.
That's not the way I saw that. See, because I want to listen to the TV. When he passed
okay.
the tax break, that helped small businesses, and I know a lot of small black businesses who was happy that they got that break. A lot of them was happy
the
that
budget,
they, huh?
The office of budget management.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not going to get into arguments with you, Smoke Park, because I love you. Yeah. But I think that
I love you more.
Let me tell you this. But I do know. But right now, no, he ain't got nothing to do with this dumb recession. Folks trying to put it there. We gotta deal with both of them. That's whatever, right or wrong. But we can't be blinded, Chris. We got to be able to tell our folks the truth.
Huh? I have not seen any policies from Biden's 15 months that has an immediate correlation to what's going on now.
Really?
Thank you.
Well, I got to go. If you don't see that, Chris, I'm going to start calling you Ray Charles. I haven't seen any policies that Biden have had that have a relationship to our recession and depression. Do y'all believe that? That's why he ain't going to respect us. Right now, all they talk about is the Asians and the Hispanics and the white. They don't respect us as black people because you need to call them on the carpet. That don't mean that you're not going to vote for them or be with him. That's your business. But to sit here and see there's no milk, when your FDA closed down the milk place in Michigan, the gas is up, food is up, you telling me that there's no relationship with the policy? Come on. It is. We need to be talking to our representative to go lean on him to get us some relief. But nobody's going to respect you. We can't play political games when it comes to the lives of our children and our families. I don't care who you vote for. But you have to deal. Dr. King said that you deal with truth. You never lose the moral authority. The moral authority. If you can't deal with truth, you lose the moral authority. Whether it's Biden, whether it's Trump, whether it's Clinton, whether it's anybody, whether it's me. You lose the moral authority. You got to deal with truth. You must deal with truth. I can't believe that. Mama D, did you hear what that man just said?
Yes, I did. But hallelujah, greetings to you. You mentioned abortion as a crime against humanity, descended Jim Crow genocide survivor, and NAA, Indigenous Native American Africans, coming in chains, kidnapped from a continent, is different from coming from a country by choice. And I'm for the Black DACA, 400 years of delayed actions for in-chains arrivals as a priority. And every time you tear down a statue of a slave owner, you erase the history of the slave.
Right,
now,
right. Well, you know, Mama D, one of the examples Roosevelt. They took down his statue. And so black folks will know that he also helped Booker T. Washington build our school out in Tuskegee. They don't. You got our lives so intertwined that when you knock them down, we can't tell our children the history of who we are. But in order to destroy this country and to get rid of us, they got to destroy black people, the black American who built this country. That's why. Did you read Dr. Fountain's article?
No, I didn't. And we are helping them do it. Now, I object to Mayor Lightfoot giving a half a million tax dollars.
That's a shame.
For an abortion when they are selling the aborted body parts for big money, but they're not giving the women any money for having these abortions.
That's a disgrace. That is an abomination. Every minister in this town should be speaking up. They all absolutely scared. These ministers absolutely scared to talk about it, exactly. Mama D.
Exactly, and no matter how much money you earn, NAA women are dying during pregnancy due to the intergenerational epigenetic inheritance DNA at three times the rate of white women and twice the rate of Latino women. And then when you add 38% of the abortions killing living souls, how can they claim to be a poster child for abortion and claim that Black Lives Matter?
Now, you remember the one who came up with eugenics, why they decided to do it. Now, I want these women out here who done had abortions, who did it without realizing it. We have to move on past that. But I'm trying to say, Margaret Sanger, who they got a statue of, they haven't torn her down, said, we're gonna have abortions to get rid of these illiterate Negroes, blacks. That's what they did.
Absolutely, and doing enslavement. The 90% of the babies born were to girls 12 and 13 years of age, and 80% of them was from slave owners. But they never gave away the babies. We never, even in times like
my mama was a teenager. My mother was a teenager. I was 15 years old. My mama was when I was born.
I'm not knocking that. I'm talking.
I know you're not. I'm just saying my mother was a teenager.
Exactly, Mary Magdalene.
And she kept me. My mother was a teenager. I'm glad she
was a teenage mother.
Yeah.
She was a teenage mother. We're not. What I'm talking about is even in those times, those babies are a part of you, and we kept those babies because they was a sign of hope. But these black women cannot be the poster child for abortion under the circumstances of them claiming Black Lives Matter when you're destroying more black lives than anybody else.
Well, I think the reason they're doing this,
they have to step up.
They're doing this because they got to keep us emotional. They got to keep us emotional charged. And we talk about this stuff. I don't really want to be talking about it too much. It's an emotional charge. Instead of talking about what can we do for our business, what can we do for our education, the positive things we need to be doing, they keep us so emotional drained that we cannot refocus. You know, Herrick wouldn't say kill all the boy babies, just like I told Shapoo and Pooh, we got to be like them. But we got to do something here.
And the ministers have to stand up.
Oh, they so
don't
scared.
Be claiming
oh,
that
Jesus.
You are a minister and you are for these abomination laws and these spiritual crime bills. Call them out. Close your church up if you can't speak out about the fruit of the womb. Children are a heritage of God, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Don't be talking about Malachi and the tithes into the storehouse.
And Herod, look, Mama D, Herod who went around killing all the boy babies. Let's talk about that, too.
That's right. And if you can't speak about that, close your church door up. You can't have it both ways.
Well, the other thing,
you can't sit around here and claim that it's okay to kill the living souls. And if it wasn't alive, you wouldn't have to kill it.
Well, let me say this.
And use it our tax dollars to do it. Wake up.
Well, the other thing, not only we're spending time on that, and I don't think Lord should be using our tax dollars. I don't think Prixus should. And not only doing that, they're going to give somebody now $500 a month to the end of the year. These folks trying to buy votes and buy time. Why are you giving everybody $500 a month? It's not just for black folks. It's for these illegals, too.
And it came out. Everything she's about is for the illegals. That's why it came out of the reparations committee by a man that was Latino that never should have been on the reparations committee in the first place. He's the one that came up with giving everybody the $500 free of charge.
And it's not Laura's money. I think what makes me upset is that that's not her money. It's my tax bill is high. My tax bill is so darn high. And we pay, they don't say, you on the south side, you doing this, I'm going to lower your tax bill, I'm going to do this, because the schools you're getting is not good. No, all our tax bills are high. Then not only are you going to give the $500 to all these folks who just got here, you also now, even that gas stuff is a gimmick. You know, you're going to, people are not really thinking because we're so, see, greed will destroy you. Not just black people just want the money. Give it to me. I don't care. I'll take it. I'll take it. You better be careful.
We're on the wrong side of spiritual history, okay. And we better get it straight,
Mama D.
You know,
I gotta go, Mama D. But I want. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Do you want to come to the? You want to come to her Washington Monday?
I certainly do. And my
stop talking for a moment, Mama D. Stop talking for a moment. Okay, between 10 and 2, you can go over and pick up a couple of tickets, community tickets.
So very, very much.
I will see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Yes,
7 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Okay,
thanks.
Start at 7. Okay,
what
we
about
have a,
Howard Morgan?
Huh?
He transitioned.
When?
Shout out to the Morgan family.
When?
Miss Eunice called in last week.
Last week. I was so busy. I'm so sorry. They got my blessings and my prayers. Thank you so much. 7 o'clock, because the reception is 6 for the VIPs. But 7 o'clock, I'll see you at 7 o'clock. But go get your tickets between 10 and 2 at the Harold Washington. Go to the 47th Street side.
And that's the day. Thanks a lot.
And I'm for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to be giving out a pair of tickets, y'all. Okay. I hope Jim Lee's listening and writing them down, because I'm not writing nothing down. I tell you. Princess.
Yes. Good morning. How you doing, Ms. Tillman?
I'm fine, Princess.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I know some pastors, a lot of pastors who went to Washington, D.C. in regards to this abortion law, and mostly all the pastors' churches that I've been in has never spoken about murder of a baby.
Well, my pastor is very clear on what we're supposed to be doing. That's why I love Pastor Hunt.
I know one from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, took a plane last week going there.
But you know what happened?
All the pastors I've set up on there, whether it be lady or men, have always taught about abortion, of not to murder a child.
Well, you know, we do have some. We didn't say all. We did say some. And I'm just saying that there got to be a moral leadership coming from our leaders. Our pastors got to give moral leadership our anointed and appointed. Dr. King said that we cannot lose the moral authority. And if we don't speak up when something is wrong, we lose the moral authority. And right now our community is hurting.
Yes, and we need to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't sit back and wait on them to do it. And it's like this. A person can't ride your back if it's not bent.
That's right. Princess, would you like to come to the affair on Monday?
Yeah, I'll come.
I ain't writing these names out. I'm going to get in some trouble in a minute. Jim Lee, I hope you listen to writing the names out. Go to the I'm writing them down. It'll be an envelope with your tickets in the 47th Street side. Ring the doorbell, and you'll get your two tickets. Princess, what's your whole name?
I choose not to give it my full name over the air.
Okay, well, she'll get it. He'll get it. Would you get her name for me? Those who's supposed to get the tickets, you better see. We got to write it. Okay, I got plump and okay.
I can just go
there
and pick them up, right?
Between 10 and 2.
Okay.
7 o'clock it starts. The doors open at 6:30 for the regulars. We have a reception for some of our sponsors at 6, but the other one is at 7 o'clock. But you got to get in because we start on time, okay? Thank you,
Princess.
Okay,
and God bless you, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Get her name for me. Would you get that for me? Okay, thank you. Hello, Hendren.
How you doing, Sister Tillman?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Good. I think black people should know that when he came in office, Trump was appalled that the fact that, there's no money being given to the HBCUs, and he allocated some funds.
Right.
But as soon as Biden got in, he cut it.
Yeah.
And so now,
wait a minute. Wait, Hendren. He allocated it for permanently, not for every year.
Yes.
So when Biden cut,
no.
And then he came back and gave him some more. Folks think that Biden gave him something, same way that Obama did with Bush.
And so now they're having to take in a lot of white students to stay afloat.
That's a shame.
And, you know, guilty or not, I really don't know the situation, but I did applaud Bill Cosby for, you know, donating a lot of money to the HBCU.
Yeah, that's why they got, you know, and now they took a man like Bill Cosby, who was an upstanding, you know, all the stuff he did to destroy the image that he had on TV. They didn't have to do that. They really did, because he did give a lot to HBCU. Thank you. Henry, would you like to come to the
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. He's going to get your full name so you can write it down. I got to keep up with this, so we got to put it down there. And it'll be in an envelope for you between 10 and between 10 and 2. Okay.
Thanks. All right.
Put him on hold.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Henry. I'm waiting for him to put you on. I'm trying to figure out how to put this thing on hold for Henry. Can you put Henry on hold for me? I don't know how to do. Henry, you got to call back because I'm about to hang up on you. He can't put you on hold. Okay, got you.
Oh, okay. Well, you can look on that that drawing I get, that painting I gave you.
Okay, just go over there, Henry. Okay,
all right.
Go over there. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. I tell you. Pastor Weatherspoon.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. That's enough talking to Prince. I had God bless you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Justin.
Okay, God. Uh-huh. Give me many more birthdays for us.
Thank you.
7 mean complete, 5 mean
Justin.
Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
the
you.
Month of grace, May is a special month in your life.
Okay, thank
grace,
you.
Grace.
No.
I love you.
Thank you so much. No, I didn't mean, I meant to get the call. I didn't mean to get me on what you call them. Uh-huh. Okay, thank
love
you so
you,
much. Daughter. Love you too. Thank you. Yes, who am I talking to?
All right. Okay, Henry.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Tracy Temple. I'd like to come to the event.
Who is this?
Tracy Temple.
Who?
Tracy.
Hold on for a moment. I got a cross. Hold on. Can you do something about, are you still talking to this woman on line one? You on line one? To the same lady? Oh, no. We ain't got time for that. Just get her name. Call back who just called, because I don't miss 4 calls like that. I'll tell you, just get her name. All that talking is unnecessary. We missed 4 calls. I just wanted her name. Y'all accidentally got hung up. You can call back. I was an accident. Call back, okay? That was an accident. Press said you was wrong to keep my engineer on hold that long. I'll tell him to give you your name. You trying to give a story. Okay, y'all. I got to do a song now. Give me a song. What you going to give me? I tell you, is it because I'm black? Seal is gone. I miss him, but he left his music behind. I decided to play this. I ain't played this in a little while. Those who got accidentally hung up on, you can call back. Princess, I'm going to kill you keeping my engineer online that long. You just supposed to give your name. Yeah, Seal Johnson, your music will last forever. I think I got my pairs already. Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, that splash against my hollow bone.
Yeah.
That rocks my soul.
Come on, Seal. I miss him so much. I miss my buddy Seal. But his music behind.
Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew.
Yeah.
Wondering why my dreams never came true.
Have you counted how many I got? Because I think I'm about to stop soon.
Is it because I'm black?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Yes, and what they're doing is guiding us in the wrong direction, Seal. Woo!
Something is holding me back.
Uh-huh.
Is it because I'm black?
Yeah, they got a hope, because in order to do what they got to do, they got to keep their foot on our neck, not the ones who you
no
think.
Pity, I was raised.
We're being used. We're used to push other folks' agenda. Let's push our own. Woo!
Mama, she worked so hard.
My mama sure did work hard.
To earn a
I was talking to my brother yesterday about how my mama did the domestic work, take care of her children. Woo! To help take care. Cause... Something is holding me back. But that's all right. We ain't going to let it hold us back, are we?
Is it because I'm black?
And they went on TillmanFamilyPress.com to order your book of Chicken with Fun Night to see what we did. You got to see what we did, y'all. We did a lot. We didn't let folks define our being. We got to define our whole community, defined us, our church, our school, our mamas, our daddies, our aunties, defined us. We can be anything we want to be. We got to change the algorithm, y'all. We got to change it. Sarah Johnson, y'all. We got to change the algorithm. Okay. Yeah. Let me... I'm going to play him some more next week, y'all. Tracy. Tracy?
Yeah. Hello. How you doing, Dorothy?
All right.
Yeah, I agree with everything you say, and I was interested in your event coming up.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if I get a ticket.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got it. I got one more set to give away. Write the name down. For, hold on, my engineer. Look. Jim Lee, I know you listen to me, but I'm sorry. This is my audience. This is my way of celebrating my birthday with y'all. I made this decision on my own. I'm going to get killed, but that's all right. It's, you know, we got, okay, get Tracy. Tracy, he going to get you so I can get Faye. Tracy.
Okay.
Okay. You got to come on, take him out, put him on. Okay. We're going to do it. This is, and look, y'all, this is the last. I'm going to get one more away, and that's going to be last. But I wanted to celebrate my birthday with y'all. You know, we got the sponsors reception at 6, but y'all, you're going to come in at 7. You're going to enjoy yourself. I think the door's open for you at 6:30. I don't know. Whatever. But you go from 10 to 2 to the 47th Street side, okay? Faye. Hello.
Hello.
Faye.
Yes.
It's Dorothy Tillman.
Hi, this is Faye, one of the organizers of the plays. I was calling to request the tickets.
You're the organizer of the play?
Yes.
I don't understand what you mean.
Faye. Faye Davis.
Oh, Faye, one of our seniors?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you text me the other day?
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to call you when I get home.
Okay, then.
Okay, I'm going to call you. Like I said, I'm going to call you. You ain't got to call. I'm going to call you when I get home.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Faye has been one of those seniors that have helped so much with the Harold Washington Culture Center. She had bought her tickets with her seniors. She bring busloads of people, teachers. She's an ex-school teacher. And she did all of that for us all the time, kept us open. And I got to talk to you, Faye, when I get home, because you have done so much for the Harold Washington. I'm glad to hear from you, and I'm going to call you when I get home. You'll be all right. Because Faye have done wonders with organizing those retired school teachers and things like that, and was always there for the Harold Washington, for those children. She's been there working with them and stuff. Thank you for calling, Faye. Look, y'all, I don't think I can get no more calls today. You got the power to go out on. Okay, let me take this last call. And just remember, you got the power. Let me take the last call, y'all. Thank you so much. Jim Alita's going to run me crazy. I got everybody's name. Don't y'all go running there if I don't have your name, because you're not going to get no free tickets. I did this. Jim Alita's going to kill me. 47th Street side, ring the bell there. They have tickets with your name on it. All the ones that say name on it are going to get the tickets. Don't y'all go if your name not on it, because I'm already in trouble. Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sorry.
I ain't got but a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I wanted to know, can I get a ticket? Giving them away to everybody you know.
You know where
you
Renee
don't know me.
I don't, I'm not, no. Wait. Stop. Will you stop talking for a moment? You accuse me of something that's not correct. I'm not just giving away tickets to folks I know. I've just been doing it. Some of the folks I don't know.
Okay.
So don't accuse me of that, because I love you too. Okay.
I love you more, though. Check it out.
No, but just stop talking. Don't say I did it. That's not right. To say
okay,
that I did, because, okay, well, I'll accept your apology. I'll go on hold, and he's going to get your name, okay? You go to 47th Street Drive, okay. 10 to 2. But that's not true. I'm a very fair person. Put on hold and get a name. Okay, y'all. Oh, God, how much you got the power. I have had a good time this morning. I'm going to get in trouble with Jim Alita. Play the song. I'm going to get in trouble with Jim Alita. I'll see y'all next Saturday. I had other stuff I want to tell y'all about. But did you have it up? You got the power? Either you got the power. We got to go now. Anything you play, I'm just going out. And reparations come in last. Woke up this morning, I don't care. I ain't got but a minute. What you playing me? Okay, I'll get Renee's name. Don't y'all show up now. Billy Holiday.
Them that's not shall
live. Yeah.
So the Bible says,
I'm going to talk some more next week, y'all, about this stuff. This stuff is deep. Them that got. Mama may have. Papa may have.
Papa may have.
That's what these folks said when that
God.
That Hispanic Alderman said they coming back in 10 years strong to get us. So y'all better start thinking. They said don't burn the house down because we're coming back to claim it in 10 years. That's some deep stuff. That's right, Tim, and have a good time. My brothers, I'm trying to get back to my house and be with my brother. Fix him some breakfast, give him some coffee, tell him how much I love him. Coffee's in the conversation with me every Saturday from 6 to 8, right here at the Great WBON. See y'all at the Harold Washington Culture Center. For tickets, y'all, other than others, 773-373-1900. You can call for other information. Dorothy Wright Tillman said, Mom may have, Pop may have. God bless the child that got his own. Until next week. Hey. See y'all next week.
Somehow my soul remains. In this slavery industry, is this nation's foundation of economy? What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descent.
Right now, the baby's crying, the baby's hungry. We need to address it right now.
House speaker.